Well, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us again today. Just a couple of verses from the book of Psalms. First of all, Psalm 19 and verses 9 and 10. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. And then Psalm 119, verse 102. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. Verse 103. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Both Psalm 19 and Psalm 119 speak in detail about the wonderful Word of God. And in the two verses that we have read together, you will have noticed that the psalmist likens the commandments, the judgments, or the word of the Lord, he likens them unto honey or the honeycomb. If you were with us in a previous devotional, you'll remember that we were visiting at the home of a local beekeeper recently, and we did a simple devotional message about the bees. Now, whenever I was there that day, that dear brother in the Lord gave me a jar of nice homemade set honey that his bees had made, and also honeycomb and the honey still in it. Didn't want to start eating it yet, but I'm going to try it just as soon as this devotional is over. I quite like honey. It's very good for you as well, and there's a lot of wonderful benefits even with regards to honey. Honey, for example, is antibacterial. It's inhospitable to bacteria, and therefore honey is a very pure substance. Germs do not breed within honey, and that has many, many health benefits for those who consume it. Honey is antibacterial, inhospitable to bacteria, and therefore it's pure. And I wonder, was that in the mind of the psalmist whenever he spoke of the word of God being like unto honey and desiring the word of God more than honey? Because as honey is pure, so it is with the word of God. God has promised to keep his word pure. And it's such a wonderful thing today to have the word of God in our own language, in a language that we can understand. And I hold in my hands today the precious word of the Lord, and it's pure. Thy word is truth, and God has magnified his word above his name, and God has promised that every jot and every tittle in his word shall be fulfilled. It's my conviction that the old King James Version, or the Authorized Version of 1611, is the most accurate translation of the original Greek and Hebrew. And it's a wonderful thing to know that this precious book that we have is God's word. It's pure, it's undefiled, it's uncontaminated, it's absolutely trustworthy. And then another thing that's very obvious about honey is that honey is sweet. It's a good sweet, if you know what I mean. It's not like refined sugar. Honey is better for people who maybe suffer from diabetes than refined sugar or synthetic sweeteners would be. Honey is sweet. It's good to stir it into your porridge. You can use it for baking. You can add a spoonful or two to your coffee. You can just drink it along with hot water. You can spread it in your toast or a cracker or some other thing. Honey is sweet to the taste, and it's used for cooking all the time. I'm quite partial to honey chili chicken out of the Chinese, and the more honey and the less chili in it, the better. Honey is sweet to the taste, and so it is with the word of God. God's word is described as being like water, like seed, like milk, like meat, like bread. All of those things are nutritional, and the various properties, individual properties connected with them, but it's also likened on to honey for its sweetness. And it's a sweet thing, it's a blessed thing whenever you get a word from the Lord. Whenever you open your Bible and you come before the Lord in prayer and you say, Lord, speak to my heart, and the Lord speaks to you through his word, maybe gives you a promise or a principle or a precept, and it encourages your heart, and it's such a sweet thing to receive a word from the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So honey is antibacterial, honey is sweet, and another thing about honey is nutritional. In fact, honey contains all the vital ingredients necessary for the nutrition of human life. If you had one food to survive on for several weeks, honey would probably be the best that you could get. It contains so many vital ingredients, full of enzymes and things that are so, so healthy. And I read somewhere that you could survive for about 2 months if you ate nothing other than honey. So it contains all of the vital ingredients for life. It's nutritious. And again, so it is with the precious word of God. Everything that we need for spiritual life, abundant life, eternal life, everything that we need to navigate us through this life is found in the word of God. Commandments to obey, examples to follow, errors to avoid, prayers to echo, promises to claim. Everything that we need to know about ourselves, about God, about the way to God and how to live for God, everything that we need that is vital to Christian living is found in the Word of God. There are many commentaries in the Bible, many good biographies, many good devotional books, many good sermons you can listen to, and those all have their place, but there's absolutely no substitute for the precious Word of the Lord. It's a wonderful and it is a blessed book. Another wonderful thing, an amazing thing about honey is that honey does not corrupt. If it's put in a sealed container, honey does not go out of date. It never spoils. If you put honey in a sealed container, you could open it years later and it would still be nutritious. It would still be fresh. It wouldn't have lost its value. It wouldn't have lost its flavor. It never spoils as long as it's not contaminated from without. We might say it's self-preserving, and so it is with the Word of God. The ages come and go, but the Word of God remains the same. The Scripture says of itself that it is forever settled in heaven. God has magnified His Word above His name. The Saviour said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall never pass away." His truth endureth to all generations. The Bible is the anvil that has worn out many hammers, and we can come back to the Word of God again and again and again, knowing that it never spoils, it never corrupts, and it's truth unchanged and truth unchanging for all people. What a wonderful thing to be able to pray to the same God that Abraham and Jacob and Isaac and Daniel and Elisha and Elijah and the prophets and David and Solomon and Moses, all of these great men prayed and sought and knew the same God that has revealed Himself in the Bible. And the promises that God has given to them are promises that we can embrace even for ourselves, because the Word of God is eternal. It never spoils. It never corrupts. It's as good today as it was in 1611, as it was 2,000 years ago, as it was 4,000 years ago. Whatever scriptures have been given, inspired by the Spirit of the living God, they're without error, they're without contamination. God has preserved His Word that is unspoiled and unchanging. And then one last fact about honey is that honey is very good for healing wounds and healing burns, killing bacteria as well. Sometimes if I have a sore throat, I'll take Manuka honey, maybe a little bit of cider vinegar, but primarily the Manuka honey, and allow it just to melt in and around the throat. Try not to swallow too quickly, but just allow it to soak into the throat, and it really helps. It really works wonders. And if you've got a wound or a sore or a burn, honey, believe it or not, can provide healing properties. And again, so it is with the Word of God. God's Word and the promises within it and the Saviour that it presents and the Gospel that it declares, there's a wonderful healing property with the Word of the Lord. How often our hearts have been heavy, our hearts have been broken, and then God comes and speaks to us through His Word, and it brings a wonderful sense of calm, of cleansing, and of healing. So what a wonderful thing it is to have the Word of God in a language that we can understand. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. So I'm going to enjoy a little bit of this just after we log out here. But the Lord bless you all richly, and hopefully we will see you again very soon. God bless. Bye-bye.